Lesson 12.4, page 124, exercise 1B.
Morning, everybody. We're going to continue our debate prep today with presentations from both sides. As you know, the topic is, should people keep dogs as pets? So yesterday, you formed two teams. Team A argued that people shouldn't keep dogs as pets, and Team B argued that they should. To finish the debate, we'll hear a summary of each group's position from one lucky volunteer. So, let's start with Team A. Keenan, that's you, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Great. So, let's get started.
Well, first of all, we think there is a common misunderstanding about keeping dogs as pets. People say they are rescuing them and making their lives better. For instance, they let them live in the house, put coats on them when they go outside in cold weather, buy expensive factory-made food for them, take them to a dog groomer, like a hairdresser for dogs. But this isn't helping the dog. It's forcing an animal to live an unnatural life. Take living inside. This is a bad idea for many reasons. First, researchers have found that dogs get depressed when they have to stay inside all day. Second, indoor dogs are usually overweight, so it's bad for their mental health and their physical health. Another reason is that all through history, dogs have been working animals. They like to work, to have a job and a purpose. For example, protecting sheep, guarding homes and businesses, hunting, and pulling sleds in the far north. And all those jobs help people and they keep the dogs happy and active. So, in conclusion, we'd actually be helping dogs a lot more by keeping them as working animals and not as pets.
Thank you, Team A. You have some very convincing arguments there. So now let's hear from the other side. You are going to oppose the statement. And Lucia, I understand that you are the spokesperson.
That's right.
Okay, when you're ready.
Well, we really disagree with the statement that people should not keep dogs as pets. Keenan mentioned that dogs have always helped people, and he's right. But they still help us, and we still want to take care of them. Dogs make our lives better in three important ways. One, dogs are reliable and trustworthy. You can't predict how humans are going to behave, but if you train and treat a dog well, it will be a loyal and reliable helper its whole life. Two, dogs are good for children. They protect our children, but having a dog also teaches a child to be caring and responsible, skills we need our whole lives. Three, dogs play an important role in society. Think of service dogs and the help they give us, like finding people after an earthquake, or helping blind people move through the world, or working with the police to find criminals. So, in conclusion, there are so many ways that dogs and humans help each other. It would be ridiculous to say that dogs should not be kept as pets.
Thanks very much, Team B. You presented a very good counterargument. Now let's vote to see who made a better case.